This is Nation Radio with Alan Mitchell, a.k.a. Low Tide.
Only on Edmonton Sports Radio.
Team 1260.
1245, this is Nation Radio. You can email us at nationradio at theteam1260.com or call us at 426-TEAM. That's 426-8326. We're about 45 minutes away from Oilers Thrashers, 1:30 on Sportsnet. We're joined right now by Chris Fivelmore from Atlanta Journal-Constitution. First of all, Chris, welcome.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Now, let's talk about the big trade with Boston yesterday. Peverley and Valabik for Blake Wheeler and Mark Stewart. How does that look for the Thrashers from your point of view?
I think it's I think it kind of helped both teams, but from the Thrashers' point of view, it certainly, first off, gets them bigger up the middle. They were looking long term at centers that were Rich Peverley, Brian Little, and Alexander Burmistrov. None of them very big, so Wheeler gives them some size right away in the middle. He can also play any of the three forward positions, so that gives them some flexibility. So from that standpoint, right away, that helps them. They were also looking for some help on defense. Mark Stewart's had some injuries, but if all is well, then he should help them there on the blue line, too.
We were told that Stewart was somebody that Rick Dudley was after for some time. Had you heard that as well?
I had not heard that, but it wouldn't surprise me just because Stewart played under Ramsey as an assistant last year in Boston, so he would have known him. Actually, he knows both those guys, so that doesn't surprise me.
I know that Dudley's new in Atlanta, but is he the kind of guy who will attempt to sign a free agent like that, a UFA to be like Stewart, and insert him in the lineup to increase the value of the trade?
I can see them certainly trying to sign him after trading for him. I don't think you want to give away too much, but when you force Valabik was probably not going to be here, even though he was in the minors, any further past this year anyway, so that would kind of be a wash. But I would think if they traded for him, they would like to probably try to sign him.
Chris, is Jim Slater still hurt? Is he out for the year? What's the situation?
He's not unlike Sidney Crosby. Got a concussion. In fact, it happened the day before Crosby suffered his. They're working with him, but he has literally not practiced since for half a practice shortly after the injury, but he has just not been anywhere on the ice. I talked to him a couple weeks ago, just very frustrated because, as you know, with those concussions, the minute you feel a headache, you have to start the process all over again. So that's been his situation.
He's a heck of a player, too, so that really hurts them up the middle. Who are their four centers? Now, with Peverley gone, who's going to be playing the tougher opposition for the Thrashers moving forward?
Well, their top-line center will be Brian Little.
Okay.
And then they've moved Nick Antropov back to center. They have Tim Stapleton, who they signed recently out of the AHL. He's been playing kind of on the third line as the center. And now it's kind of a ad hoc mix a little bit there on who that fourth line is going to be. They've moved some forwards into there. They could easily move a Patrice Cormier into there if they needed to.
Okay.
That Burmistrov is out hurt.
The Thrashers are 2-6-2 in their last 10 games, but they seem to be losing an enormous number of one-goal games lately.
Yeah, you know, it's about winning, and you have to win, but they have played better. The numbers are even worse. They've won 6 in their last 24, so they are struggling. But, you know, they take the Coyotes the other night. They, you know, scored 3 goals against them, were right in it to the end. And it's kind of been that hard luck losses. Gave up a goal with a minute 19 left to lose to Carolina. So they've kind of been in the games, but, you know, the bottom line is you've got to win, and if you hope to make the playoffs, you know, you've got to win some of those games.
For sure. This is Nation Radio on Edmonton Sports Radio, Team 1260. I'm Alan Mitchell in conversation with Chris Fivelmore from Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Earlier this week, Nick Kyprios, who's a Rogers Sportsnet insider up here, tweeted that Zach Bogosian, and I want to quote here, hasn't officially asked to be traded, but it's been noted he's not happy and would like to change of scenery by next season. What are you hearing on that? Have you heard anything at all?
No, my understanding is it's much to do about nothing, almost. You know, he came in this year with a new coaching staff, and they are teaching him all new defensive assignments and abilities and things like that. And they'll admit it didn't get off to a smooth start. because they were asking him to do things he had never done. But I've talked to him, and he said, you know, it's no big deal. He was a healthy scratch for a while, but he got back in the lineup when Enstrom was hurt, and now he's been playing well. And on the conference call with Rick Dudley after the trade yesterday, I asked him point blank, you know, is Zach Bogosian on the trading block? And, well, he mentioned, you know, even Wayne Gretzky can get traded. You know, he did say that they have no plans and they do not expect to trade him. So I would think he's one of these young players that they're trying to build around.
Well, we know that in this town, the Gretzky can get traded. Any other need? Now, are they done, or are the Thrashers maybe going to address one or two more things here before the deadline?
No, I think they still need another forward. They may not be in that top six forward category anymore, but ideally, Rick Dudley saw, you know, the needs of this team being two forwards and a defenseman. If he's got two of those pieces, I could see them still out there maybe at the deadline making one more move, maybe like when they got Clark MacArthur last year at the deadline, something like that I could see them doing.
Now, do you have, in terms of what the Thrashers are looking at right now, they've got two teams that are, it seems like there's a 8-9-10 there with Buffalo and Carolina. Is Rick Dudley paying attention to what they're doing in terms of tweaking? And if they make a monster move, do you think it's something that the Thrashers will react to? Is making the playoffs vitally important this year for the Thrashers?
I think it's important. Obviously, you're talking about a franchise that's struggling with a fan base because it's only made the playoffs once in 10 years and doesn't have a win. And so, you know, certainly, and you're, you know, threatened with perhaps the franchise moving. So, you know, vital or not, I think it's important that they make the playoffs. I think they expect to make the playoffs. I think they believe they could. That being said, they waited to pull the trigger on a deal like this because they thought that the roster they had could turn it around, and Dudley was very specific when he said the reason we made this trade now is because we weren't turning around and we needed something to jumpstart us.
I'm an older guy, so I remember the Atlanta Flames, and they were a little bit the opposite of the Thrashers in that the Flames made the playoffs routinely. I think it was 7 of 9 years that the Flames were in Atlanta, and they were Cliff Fletcher was the GM, and they were routinely in the playoffs. They didn't do well in the playoffs, but they had no problem getting into the second season. Of course, the NHL was a different league back then. It was easier to make the playoffs. But the ownership situation is something that I really have a hard time getting a handle on. It seems like every time I read an article, there's some new little nuance. Where exactly is the ownership situation now, and is there any hope at all for the ownership?
Well, it's Atlanta, and here we are again. The original dispute that was in the courts for almost six years has been settled, and they bought out one of the original partners, but that was one of the deeper-pocketed partner, so he's gone, and they have actually filed another lawsuit against their law firm that handled that in an attempt to bring some money in. But in that lawsuit, they revealed that they have been trying to sell this franchise, that they have lost what they believe $50 million in value of it, and they've accumulated $150 million in losses over the course of that lawsuit. And just this week, one of the co-owners spoke to me on the record and said, look, it's getting, there's a quote-unquote sense of urgency here that we need to get another investor and or a primary buyer even to come in and help us to keep this team in Atlanta. And if we don't get that, we are faced with the fact that, you know, we could sell this franchise and move it. And they'll tell you that if they wanted to move it before, they had opportunities. But they say their primary is to keep it in Atlanta. So, you know, it looks like we're at a situation here where, you know, something needs to be done soon or they could face relocation.
In San Jose, the joke is there's 18,000 fans, but they're successful because they all have tickets, season tickets to the San Jose Sharks. Is hockey, in your opinion, is it catching on there? Is it something that people are willing to go spend a beautiful day watching the Thrashers going inside a building and watching them, or is it just not catching on down there?
No, I think it catches on, but the bottom line is anywhere you have to win. And I think there's a pretty loyal fan base here and a solid fan base that could support it. And the reason I say that is just because when they did make the playoffs in 06, 07, that building was packed. It was rowdy. You know, they had a good support. But you know, you can't just keep pulling the rug out from underneath people, and they're not going to keep coming back in droves. That being said, also, you know, Atlanta's a pretty diverse place. We've got all four professional sports. College football is huge. And you go through ebbs at different times of the season. At the beginning of the season, the attendance is always pretty poor just because it's still college football season. Generally speaking, when that ends, say at the new year, then attendance starts to pick up a little bit. So, I mean, you are kind of fighting a couple things here. A colleague of mine is fond of saying there are really two sports in Atlanta, Georgia football and then whatever else is hot. And so if that happens to be the Thrashers, then you can be on that. But, you know, the Falcons are big, the Braves are big. So the only reason I say it can work is because I've seen it. Although it was for a very short time while they were successful.
Well, the one thing I will say, and it may be too late, I mean, who knows, but Dudley has a reputation of being a very, very astute general manager, and Ramsey is a hell of a coach, just didn't have an opportunity to be a head coach for a long time. So they seem to be changing the deck chairs and coming up with a better, bigger team. So if they can hang in there and maybe make the playoffs this year, maybe things will turn around in the spring.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think early in the season, there was certainly a lot of encouragement as part of the fan base. I mean, you know, Don Waddell had been here for quite a while through some of those unsuccessful times. You move him into the presidency where he's, you know, he can do the things that maybe Rick Dudley doesn't want to do with dealing with sponsors and things like that. And Dudley can be out there scouting talent and making moves. And you're right about Craig Ramsey. I'm not sure how he never really got a shot because, you know, from my untrained eye, he does seem like a heck of a coach. And, you know, you think at some point this team's going to get it and they're going to be, you know, they're going to be a good team.
Well, the one thing about Greg Ramsey, if you look at his coaching resume, surprise, surprise, he seems to, his teams do well. Even when he was an assistant coach, his teams do very well whenever he arrives on the scene. So he must be doing something right. Chris, thanks for this. We really appreciate it.
It was my pleasure. Anytime. Thank you.
All right. Enjoy the game. 12:57. This is Oilers Nation Radio on Team 1260 Edmonton Sports Radio. Your calls are welcome at 426-8326 and, of course, emails as well. Nationradio at theteam1260.com. Coming up in the next half hour, Gabriel Desjardins from a very, very interesting website you're going to want to check out. We're coming back after this.